Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this first Sunday of June, June 1st. I'm glad all the warm weather is here, correct? So welcome to our time together. Want to offer a special word of welcome to the Garapi family, wherever they might be. Last time you were in the front, now you're in the back. I understand. But we welcome Dan and his wife Amanda and their 10-year-old daughter Elizabeth and 5-year-old son Judah, originally from Napoleon, now serving down in Belize, and they're here to share with us. And I won't share anything more because they cover it pretty well. But we're grateful for them to be here this morning. Highlight some announcements. True North VBS starts a week from this evening. The board back there still has a few stars if you want to donate anything towards those efforts. If you do donate something and you know that it needs to be refrigerated, do not give it to Pastor Eric to set down on the table in the hallway, because we had to replace something. So you can either put it on the table or put it back here in the kitchen in the cooler. But that will start a week from this evening. Next Sunday, we will begin the LIFT Sunday school class for the summer, Living in Faith Together. That will either be in the chapel or here at these four tables during the Sunday school hour. That's meant to be intergenerational, combining all ages together. In 2 weeks from tomorrow, we have the summer mission trip. We have 4 people there for almost the whole week, 3 people coming up for part of the week, 3 other people coming up for one day. So whether you want to be there all week or part of the day, just let me know and we can fit you in. Looking forward to that time together. In our worship this morning, we first read from Daniel chapter 6, Old Testament prophet, chapter 6, verses 26 through 27. These are 2 of the verses of King Darius's decree after God had closed the mouth of the lions and Daniel was not harmed after being thrown in the den of lions. So hear this word, Daniel 6, 26. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. The words of the king testify to the everlasting God who rescues and who saves. Please join me in a word of prayer. Living and everlasting God, you who endure forever, we bow in fear and reverence, realizing it is a fear of wonder and a fear of awe at your power and your authority. We worship in praise of how you rescue us from our sin and save us from eternal punishment. We seek to glorify you in our worship this morning as we praise you in joy and devotion. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. Let us begin with the service with a heart of prayer by singing Your Name is Holy.
I enter the holy of holies.
let us rejoice in the fresh start that we have in Jesus. Join us in showing our love to the Lord by singing "Today is the Day," followed by "Love the Lord your God." Please stand as you are able.
Aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Putting my fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind, I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Sing to the Lord, praise his name. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I will stand upon your truth. I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I'll live for you. All my days I'll live for you, and I will stand upon your truth. I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I'll live for you. All my days I'll live. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. 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 Love the Lord your God. Soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength.
And you may be seated, unless you are a child.
And that means if you are a child, you can come forward for the children's message. Waiting on the children from the nursery. Aren't you kind of big for being up there? Take those, will you? I'm going to pass out some cotton balls to you. If you're old enough to count, I want you to count how many I gave you. I'll try not to exceed your limits. Oh, I can give you a whole bunch. See, I'm not even counting now. But you got to help Ryan next to you. Can you hold that one? There you go. All right. I have an ordinary glass of water, straight from the tap. I could drink it if I want to. But how many cotton balls do you think we could put in here before the glass overflows? One? Five? 15? You saw this at 8 o'clock. You're not allowed to answer. Anybody have a guess? How many? Five? JD? Eight. What do you think? 20. Okay, let's count. How many you have? Four. See what happens. I gave you a defective one. How many do you have?
Five.
Five plus four equals nine. Very good. You thought school was over. Put them all in there. Just drop them down. That's good. How many do you have?
Four.
What's that? 13. Oh, very good. And how many do you have? You have two?
15.
Four. How many is that? 19, 10. Who handed all those to you? Oh, but I gave you an even number. And how many do you have? 11. Are they still fitting? We're not overflowing yet. And how many do you have?
Nine.
What are we up to now? I lost track. Oh, look at that. And you had one. We could put in more. But that's more than eight. And that's more than many. I'll share the science in the next visitor about the molecules of the fibers and all those kind of things that we could probably put 100 in there. Okay? But more than we could possibly imagine. Because we believe in a God that can do the impossible. Such as the story we're going to read from the part of it from the Old Testament when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and was left there all night long, and they came back in the morning and they called out to Daniel and he said, God did a powerful thing and he closed the mouths of the lions and they did not eat up or devour Daniel. He was safe. And they couldn't believe it. Daniel could believe it. Because he prayed and believed in God, and it was an opportunity for everyone else to know that God can do the impossible. Okay, so as you go through each day, be aware of those times when you pray to God, and God's going to give you a response. He's going to take care of you and provide for you. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you that you are a God of power and authority. We thank you that you can do the impossible. Lord, we thank you for the account, the story of Daniel. Help us to remember that and always to be praying to you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Make sure you get all the right ones to go back upstairs with you, okay? I was ready to pray, but we're going to invite Dan and Amanda, Elizabeth, and Judah to come forward and share once again. Maybe just Dan one more time, okay? And he told me he needed a microphone so he could, because he said he was a walker. And I said, oh, I have to be very careful about being a walker in this congregation. But he means he's going to walk back and forth.
That's right. Hey, my family is in the back, but I think we have a picture. So this is my wife, Amanda, and our daughter, Elizabeth. She's 10, and our son, Judah, 5 years old. If you see one of these people walking around the back, you grab them and shake their hand and say welcome. But this is our family. We're the Garapies, and we're from Napoleon originally. And I went to Pettisville, graduated from Pettisville. Amanda graduated from Napoleon. You guys can forgive her for that. we now do ministry in Belize, in Central America, and it's an amazing journey how God's basically put it in our hearts from many years ago to do missions. And how we've taken kind of short-term steps. We've done kind of a couple weeks at a time. We've done a couple months at a time. And now we serve more full-time in Central America, in Belize. Man, it's hot there. It's really hot. We left and it was like 95. And I was telling them I never checked the weather there. It's like I just know it's going to be hot and it's going to be sunny. And I finally pulled out my phone. I'm like, we're going to Ohio. And I look at my phone. It's like it's Memorial Day. We should be, you know, and I have 60 degrees. What? Man, back in December, it got down to 68 degrees at a night, and our kids were wrapped up in a blanket, and man, it's funny how you can adjust. Your body can get used to something, but it's also amazing how we can get used to something kind of physically and spiritually too, and it's just amazing how God has taken us, and from the U.S., we were in Colorado and in Ohio, but we've moved to Central America, and we've just had a lot of favor with stepping into ministry, how we just gave God our yes, and we said, man, like, God, we just want to do what you called us to do. and he's gone before us. And so we serve in Central America in Belize. We've been there since last year, and we got there. Roundabout way, we're supposed to serve in Athens, Greece, and we were supposed to go work with refugees last year. We were going to leave in June. We went to Chicago to get our visa, and they said, sorry, we changed the laws. You can't get that visa anymore. And so we're like, what do we do? And so we started praying about it, and this was like June 3rd last year. And in the course of a couple weeks, God had kind of reoriented us towards serving in Central America. We had done some ministry there before, but we reached out to some different people. We reached out to our prayer warriors, God made the way for us. And he provided a really wonderful home that's equipped for ministry. We do several different things down there. One of them is we host Jesus Night. Let's go to the next slide. I actually have some pictures this time. Let's keep going to that one. Let's go one more time. I'm going to come back to that. We'll come back to that. We host Jesus Night, and on Sunday nights, we have Belizean youth that come, and about sometimes 30, 40, 50 Belizean youth that come, and they're hungry for Jesus. It's called Jesus Night, and Jesus people come to Jesus Night. And they come for about a couple hours, and we just disciple them. And they're hungry for Jesus. They want to know more. And so our family, I get to share sometimes. My wife serves, she and our daughter is involved with that as well. And God just opened the doors for a lot of ministry just to pour in. A lot of them come in from backgrounds that are just really, really, really tough situations. And we are able just to pray them through some of that. And so I'm going to get to the photos here. Can we go back one? We've got those reversed, actually. That's my fault. One of the things that God's put on our hearts is to help Belizeans go to Belizeans. Because Belize is an English-speaking country, and because it's fairly close to the U.S., we get a lot of teams from churches that come down and do ministry there. And that's amazing, and it helps so much because there's a lot of need there, and there's a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of people that need to know Jesus there. But what it's also created is a culture there that says, man, like, we don't need to do ministry. We don't need to go because all the Americans come and they go for us. And so for us, God's put that on our hearts to help people go and be the hands and feet. Belizeans go be the hands and feet to Belizeans. And so so we've done local trips. So where we've gone from our city, the capital, Belmopan, to Belize City, which is about an hour. So we've done kind of a local trip. We've done a regional trip to an area called Poite, which is, I'll maybe talk about that in just a minute, and then we've gone internationally. So we've gone 4 hours to Guatemala, and so this is a picture of walking through the dump in Guatemala. So we went and brought food to these families that live there. They live in the dump. Every day they chase these trucks. When the truck comes in, they go and grab the plastic, they'll grab the metal, whatever's of worth, whatever's of value, they grab that and they collect this. And that's their income for the month. And so we went and as a team from Belize to go serve there, a team of Belizeans to go serve there, and we brought food, and we just basically put tables, put chairs in this little area in the middle of the dump, and just gave them some warm food. And many of them, they hadn't had warm food for a long time. And we just played some music. One of the worship guys from our team just played some music. We basically, as they sat down, they were kind of like, what's going on here? We got to share, like, God is a God who sees us. That's how he describes himself. He says, I'm a God who sees you. And so we just shared with them this message that God is the God who sees you. He sees you at your lowest moment. He sees you in those moments